بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم everyone and welcome to Notes from Nur Hidayat. I really hope that you have been keeping well and safe inshallah. So welcome to another Ramadan episode where we will be looking at the many ways that we can foster our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah. So today I'm not alone. I have a friend is an understatement lah, but I have a very, very good person that has been a big part of my life. and that is none other than the person with the same name, Ustazah Nur Hidayah. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Waalaikumsalam Hidayah.
Welcome to the podcast. She's not, basically it's not your first being on the podcast. So if you have been tuning into the earlier episodes, you might have listened to our voices. But alhamdulillah, this time we are actually on video. So they can actually see us in person lah, inshallah, having this conversation. So maybe you can give a little bit of introduction about yourself.
Assalamualaikum everyone. As I mentioned, my name is Hidayah. But yes, we went a very long way from university days until today, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
I am a youth development officer at Masjid Al Ansar. So if you come by to Bedok, you can find me, or please find me. I am very happy to welcome you guys lah at the masjid.
Speaking about the masjid, Ramadan especially is a busy period, right?
Yes.
So what is it like at the mosque for you?
Honestly, the busy part is not just Ramadan. The busy part for every masjid is it starts like 4 to 6 months before the Ramadan itself. So now that it is nearing Ramadan, is very, very hectic. Alhamdulillah, it has always been a pleasure to actually prepare ourselves and prepare the masjid for the visitors of Allah.
MashaAllah.
Sometimes I must say that especially last year, that was the first time ever I felt that in the midst of busy preparing Ramadan for other people, I actually forgot to prepare myself for Ramadan last year. So that was like a reminder for me. So I am trying this year to prepare myself as well.
Inshallah. Such noble work that you are doing. I think while you may have forgotten yourself in the process, it's already so noble for you to be preparing for others and helping others to have a smooth Ramadan experience, especially at the mosque. And it is definitely the time where we see so many people at the mosque in Ramadan. And I hope that will continue to happen throughout Ramadan, not just during Ramadan, I think, but beyond the Ramadan months, to continue to fill up our mosques with congregants, inshallah. Speaking about reminding others, reminding ourselves, I think today's episode is really, really important because we want to talk about remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our day-to-day. And I think especially in Ramadan, we tend to emphasize this a lot. Really, Ramadan is a stepping stone where we make this a part of our lives and really ensure that we do practice the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside of Ramadan as well. So what are your thoughts, pertaining to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the mind?
This might be a little bit personal because out of like certain encounters that I had, there are several things that happened in my life. Not that I am running away from certain responsibilities.
Okay, noted.
You know how when people say there's always hikmah behind everything, the good and the bad, especially the bad. And I realize how when we look at things positively, you will notice that most of the time, a lot of times, whatever that happens to you, literally there's hikmah. And certain things that happen to us may not be as how we plan or as how we expect.
Yeah.
But when there are certain consequences that we face, it could have been worse than what it is. I realize that's how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to protect me in a certain manner. Of course, there are consequences that I will have to face if I were to do something beyond what is right. But the very least, in every action that we make on a day-to-day basis, we all know that as Muslims, the least we could do when we start embarking on something is to recite with Bismillah. You start your everything with the name of Allah. And that itself is having Allah in mind in every actions lah. So when I realize that certain consequences that I have to face it could have even gone worse.
Mm-mm.
And it reminds me that I shouldn't whine, because either way, everything I do, I will always recite it with at least Bismillah, with Allah in mind. Whatever goes is also with Allah in mind, or at least with Allah in the factor.
Mm-mm. I think that is really important, because to be able to get to that stage or that state requires a lot of practice as well. It's not like, oh, suddenly I have Allah in mind and then life makes sense. But it really starts with learning more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, identifying the tools that we can use or utilize in our day-to-day to help us with that. And in the end, you know, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us to be able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the mind. What you remind me of is also the mindset that we need to have as believers, as Muslims. It's not just about what we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also how does that translate it to who we are, you know, as a person, our identity, and especially becoming, you know, servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I really felt that what you have shared is really, really important. And I really love when you mentioned that, you know, things could have been worse. And that is a reality. Because as worse as we are facing things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has definitely saved us from something greater. We really don't know what is that worst thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved us from. But there is definitely wisdom lah in every of our experience. But I believe it takes time to like come to terms with it, to like realize that there must be something good, you know, from this experience.
Yeah, as in, it may be more challenging for people with the personality of wanting to have control in everything that they do. But then again, I also believe this kind of personality, someone who likes to have control, what they need to realize is the fact that when they are at control most of the time, they were in that capacity. Whatever they do is in their fullest capacity, because they will always give their best. So that's where your faith is being tested, that the remaining part of what is beyond your control is truly Allah's work and Allah's decision, how things turn out.
Everything works in Allah's control lah. You know, there will be times where we try to push it. Like, I know Allah does the work. I know everything is in Allah's control. But there will be days where we try to push it. There will be days we try to, like, you know, let's just make this happen. It's going to be okay. It's going to work out. But we do have to come to terms with some realities of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained and planned our lives. And I think that is also similar to our Ramadan experience as well. I think when in Ramadan, we may envision a kind of Ramadan that we want to experience. But there'll be times where you will go through something different in Ramadan, way different than what you have expected from the beginning. And this is where you also need to acknowledge that that is your Ramadan experience. That is your part of that journey. And it doesn't make you any less of a servant to experience Ramadan a different way, different than how you would envision it to be. Have you experienced that kind of Ramadan before?
I have experienced both ways.
Oh.
Like both ends. Honestly, at this age, when you are facing a challenge, right? The easier it is to actually like look at it in a positive way. Unlike where you are facing no challenges at all. Like something that is stagnant, something that is very like mundane. I think it's more difficult to see it in a positive manner. Whatever that we are going through, truly, it's a growing phase that I am always, always thankful for.
You know, it's unhealthy to compare our trials with others, which definitely we also want to acknowledge that there are people who go through much more difficult or much worse, but we will continue to be tested in our own capacity and in our own, you know, thresholds and limitations. What may seem to be small towards other people may be a big deal in our lives, vice versa. And I think this is where we learn to be a little bit more empathetic in our approaches to life. And perhaps Ramadan could be the start of that. Like to be a little bit more empathetic in other people's Ramadan experience. I think sometimes we tend to expect people to be a certain way, especially when it's Ramadan. But we forget that everybody is struggling with something. And perhaps what you are seeing out of their Ramadan is the best that they can do. And it is definitely better than what they have done previously. In the same way how we want, you know, others to have good thoughts towards how we are trying our best in our own Ramadan experience. So speaking about the things surrounding the mind is very much connected to our hearts. what we think will affect our heart as well. And the heart is definitely a core of our being that we really want to take care of. Because as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, right, it is a mudra. Right? إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. You know, if it's a morsel of flesh in which that if it is taken care of, it is good, the entire body is good. But if it is not sound, then the entire body will be unhealthy, yes, unsound as well. Especially when we are in Ramadan, how are we able to ensure, you know, that we constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our heart? I think because sometimes it's just a mental work. Like, you know, especially after salat, right? And then there's the subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allah, right? It's like muscle memory, you know? It's like subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. But, you know, sometimes we don't feel it in our hearts. Like, oh, we are glorifying Allah. We are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, when we are able to work on that, it can really, you know, transform our lives. How do you do it? Like, what works for you?
So this video illustrates the life of a Muslim on a day-to-day basis. Starts from the time this person wakes up all the way until he goes back to sleep. It's like a normal video, but it to me, it's so impactful. It gives a realization to what is normal in every part of our lives. Everything has its sunnah, is guided by the Prophet ﷺ, that we go through life in a way that we will remember Allah all the time. Everything has its du'a. So it was like, actually, I realized it's a normal day-to-day video, but it was, to me, it's very impactful. That itself is the remembrance of Allah in your heart and everything that you do. And that was something that I personally advised some of my youths when they were dealing with confusion in terms of making choices, in terms of how they deal with their emotions. Of course, it would be great if you dedicate your time specifically in making dua after salat or when you perform tahajjud prayers. That is the best adab. What would be a good practice? And I feel it because I experience it myself. It's like in every of my thoughts, I try to communicate with Allah in my every actions. And that itself is a way of reminding myself that I do not need a specific time to communicate with my Creator. It builds a continuous communication, like on a normal activity. Transition yourself to prayer. It builds that momentum.
That really is beautiful, to constantly connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like as long as you are awake, and not just treating prayers as a time where I just connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point. And then I disconnect with Allah, I connect with the world, and then I disconnect with the world, and I connect back with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can constantly connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we connect with the world.
Yeah.
And I think that continues to drive purposeful connection with different people, or, you know, in terms of the work that we do.
You know, like, for example, when you're talking to your friends, and at that moment when you are not, like, thinking about Allah, like, consciously, that's also normal. Please don't worry about that. It's like, it's just being human. It's just that the part where how you would remember Allah in the normal conversations would be, let's just put it, like, as we communicate with friends, we might have some negative thoughts. Like, maybe that person hurt us, and we have this, like, urge or tendency to just hurt back. But when you hold back with the thoughts that, no, it's okay, I want to do the right thing. Or even if, let's say, sometimes you have this urge to say something negative to a person, that holding back is also a form of remembrance. Right? It's not necessarily just like, oh, remember Allah, but remember that this is not how I should behave. Like, what leads to your actions is a result of your remembrance of Allah.
As you mentioned, right, about in our day-to-day, there are so many sunnahs that we can apply. One of the sunnahs that you remind me of is the act of focusing on things that is worthy. I think living in our time right now, while also we may be in the month of Ramadan, we still have social media, we still have a lot of things going on, life continues to happen. At the same time, you still struggle with what you see on the social media space. And I think this is where, you know, Prophet ﷺ mentioned about min husnil islamil bar'i tarku ma la ya'ni, right? Part of the perfection of a person's religion or a person's faith is to leave that which does not concern them. You see a lot of things on social media, and sometimes you think you are concerned by it, but concerning here means, does it affect your faith? Does it elevate you to a status that is better in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight towards you? And a lot of times we find that, oh, I need to know this, I need to know that. But more or less, it might not be something that will contribute positively to our faith. And I think that also adds up to, you know, the condition of our hearts, the state of our hearts. If you could choose a go-to worship that is done physically, what kind of worship or ritual act that you are usually inclined to?
Implementation of salat 5 times a day is a significant manifestation of our iman.
Mm-hmm.
And our dedication. It's not just enough with what you have in your mind for you to actually put in the effort, put aside your time, move and do something. It is truly a proof of your faith. In fact, posture or the fasting itself, yeah, it is a deed. You are sacrificing comfort, you are sacrificing your hunger, your thirst, being in the masjid. I come across a lot of very mashallah individuals, from the young to the old ones. When it comes to physical aspect of contribution, I honestly will give more credit to the older ones.
Mm.
Because firstly, they are no longer in
prime age.
Yes, no longer in that prime age. You will see like pakcik-pakcik who would bring their own, like, you know, the flask. It's not just flask yang macam, you know, it's the one that you can dispense water.
Ooh.
So it's about 3 liters, 5 liters. They will carry it from home.
Mm.
They make their own tea or their own coffee. And then they will actually, like, put it at the iftar area and for anyone to enjoy. Some pakcik, they will just come. And, like, he didn't even have to ask.
Mm.
Nak buat apa? Nak tolong apa, like he knows what can be done. And these are the kind of people who genuinely really really want to contribute, spend remaining
time
of their lives for good things. Mm. These are the kind of people who I find they are smart.
Mm.
Because they look at things in a huge perspective. 2020,
mm-hmm,
I saw them throughout the whole Ramadan, but I no longer see them last year.
Yeah, I think we all,
yes,
understand. Yeah, life is precious lah in itself.
Yeah, I met mashallah individuals,
mm-mm,
at the masjid who I aspire,
mm-hmm,
to actually be like them when I grow old.
I'm reminded of this phrase. It's in Malay lah, ladang amal.
Mm.
But basically, what it means is treat where you go or wherever you are to be a field of doing good deeds, because there will always be a means of doing so, and again attaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and realizing that while this is treated as a ladang amal, a field of doing good deeds, I'm helping other people, I'm fostering my relationship with the people around me as well, it does contribute my connection, my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think before we end today's episode, I have 2 questions for you. First one is there like a quote, a Quranic verse, a hadith, a prophet, or a saying that you hold on to that is useful for you to continue to pursue through life?
I actually come across a challenge that I have to go through. Like, it was from a program. That activity requires me to climb about 14-story high stairs. I was not super about it. Thing is, it was actually manageable.
Oh.
There were also like some short breaks in between. Similarly, a concept for Ramadan. Like, you cannot immediately start Ramadan without building a momentum before.
You just sprint into, yeah, Ramadan.
Yes, mm, you will definitely be burnt out. To ensure you start with the right pace.
Mm.
Things are always hardest before you actually start it.
Mm.
Or in the beginning. You never know until you actually go through it lah. This is my 2024 mantra, I guess. Layer it with verses of the Quran and hadith.
Really beautiful, because it all goes back to our mindset. In the same way how we want to have that positive mindset towards Allah, we got to have those positive mindset towards ourselves as well. Last question for this episode. If there is one message,
mm-hmm,
you can tell the entire world, okay, what would it be?
Youthfulness. First, it's not limited to age. What keeps a person youthful is the mind. Not just our body requires fresh nutrients. Our mind, our thoughts, our hearts require nutrients.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that message. I think, yes, we have come to the end of today's episode. I really hope that you have found something beneficial out of our conversation today. And it's realizing that at the end of the day, there is so much that I can do to contribute to my relationship with Allah, to connect with Allah better, and to, you know, at the end of the day, attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Thank you everyone for tuning in to this episode, and I really hope for you to tune in into the next one, inshallah. Take care, and assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bye.